Proclamation number 5896 of 6th of March, 1954. Compulsion law. Free will trial. Purpose. Your soul had to travel the path on earth in endless embodiments until it was ready to embody itself as a human being in order to pass its last test of will on this earth. These endless embodiments beforehand were extremely agonizing for the freely created spiritual being, for it was bound in external forms and could only use its will as it was my will. It was under a law of compulsion. It had to bow to my will. It was bound. The fetter became looser and looser, and finally, as a human being, the spiritual soul in you does not feel its outer form so as a fetter, because the human being has free will and can now use it. And in this stage of free will, the soul is now to take a test of will. The will should take a direction which leads to me, although it can also choose the direction to another aim. To my adversary. The soul only embodies itself as a human being because of this test of will, because it thereby decides its fate in eternity. The soul can never perish, nor can it remain in a bound state, because the infinitely many embodiments beforehand have already resulted in a change of its will, so that the soul has reached a certain degree of maturity which entitles it to use free will again. Although there is also the danger of misuse of will, the soul must have freedom of decision in order to be able to enter a state of perfection. But it now also bears the responsibility itself, and according to its decision it creates its own lot in eternity. For an infinitely long time the soul stood under the law of eternal order and could not step out of it. But now, as a human being, it should remain in order itself despite many temptations and incentives, and it can only do so if it is helped in the form of the supply of grace. Thus it is not left to itself but is assisted in every way so that it is possible to remain in the right order from me. But a right decision, which is to earn a justified reward, also includes the influence from the opposite side. My adversary must also be able to exert influence, he too must be able to show himself in all his merits, because the soul shall nevertheless decide for me or for him. And therefore the stage as a human being is of utmost importance, and it makes the highest demands on the soul. To form its own right judgment by virtue of the intellect given to the human being for the time on earth in order to be able to make a right decision. He should not blindly follow one lord or the other but be able to reflect, and he should get to know both lords in order to then join one and reject the other in free will. And thus the human being is now pointed out to everything by me and shown a path to attain realization. If he takes this path, he will also reach his aim. But if he does what he is warned against because it is detrimental to him, he will also have to bear the consequences himself. These instructions are given to him through my word. I myself take care of him as soon as he steps out of the state of the law of compulsion into the state of free will. I show him the right path with all love and patience, yet I leave him his freedom of will even if he abuses it again. But the reward for a right decision is an eternal life in beatitude, and I cannot give him this life but he has to acquire it himself. He has to live on earth according to my will and thus enter my eternal order again. which he had once voluntarily relinquished. Then he will be again what he was from the beginning. A free, light-filled and powerful being which is eternally blissful. Amen.